How to influence your man. There's a pattern of speech that women use a lot in relationships, particularly when they're in their masculine state. They'll come to their guy and go, "You always," or "You never." See, women's brains are designed differently to men. So women remember everything. They remember every single event that's happened in the relationship. When he said this, what time it was, how he said it, where they were, they remember it all. And we know that the neurons in a woman's brain is overprinted with neurochemicals that bind an emotion to the memory. In a man's brain, that doesn't happen. So she remembers everything. And when you start using that language of the man, he's going to feel criticized. And he's going to either shut down or he's going to fight you. One of the two. He'll shut down and walk away and not listen to you. Because when you say, "You're always at work," he'll be like, "What do you mean? This week, I was home on Wednesday night." And what you really mean to say is, "I really would like you home more. I'm really missing you. I want to spend more time with you." But when you go, "You always," his brain goes logical and he's going to fight you against that. Or he's simply going to shut down and not talk to you. Now, if you want to influence him, the way to shift to your feminine state is to use language like, I feel lonely because you're not here. I feel I want to spend more time with you rather than have you at work working all the time. I miss you. That sort of language is going to connect with a man. You may not believe it, but men are wired for you to be happy. Now, this has an evolutionary bias. And that is that millions of years ago, hundreds of thousands of years ago, if a woman wasn't happy, if she was stressed, if she was worn out, if she was exhausted, if she was worrying about things all the time, it would be more difficult for her to get pregnant. So it was very important evolutionary-wise that women were happy. So men want your woman, want their woman to be happy. How do we know this? Because we surveyed hundreds of men, thousands of men, in fact. And we've asked thousands of men that question. And every man's like, "Yeah, absolutely. Of course I want her to be happy." So triggering that mechanism inside your relationship in terms of communication can be done by using the words, "I feel." I feel lonely when you're not here. I feel we could be spending more times with the kids. I feel that we could be more on top of what's happening with our children. I feel that we could handle our finances better. So it's a very non-accusing mode of communication. Now, I know I'm going to get women on my feed, on the comments going, "Oh, that's right, appease a man, you know, bend ourselves, change ourselves to appease a man." No, it's not about that. It's about you being able to use communication that's effective for the purpose of which you are using it. You simply want to vent against your man, the one that you chose to be with for your entire life, the one that you chose to love for your entire life, or do you want to influence him in the right way? Now, equally, men can learn how to change their communication with women. And I've got hundreds of videos on my channel. So before you tell me that I'm just accusing women and wanting them to change and not men, have a look on my channel. There are plenty of videos there that show how I communicate with men and what they need to do to change their communication with women. But in this instance, this is for women. And this is very effective, ladies. So use "I feel" when you're communicating a man, and you're going to get a different response.